Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Well, I'll answer that question. We are the best team in college football and maybe the worst team in pro football. You know, I mentioned earlier, Solana, Crowder got kicked out of his hotel room, by the way. So he's looking for a spot somewhere. I don't even know what city he's in. Do you know what city he's in?
I've got no idea. It didn't even look like he was in a hotel room. It looked like he was in a raggedy Airbnb. So I don't know.
Well, he's wherever he is, he's looking for a spot, but we'll hold down the fort here. You know, I told you earlier that LeBron had tweeted out decision number two tomorrow at noon.
Right.
And no one knows what that means. I will tell you that NBA Central, this is, I'm not getting Centel. This is NBA Central, the real one. They say ticket prices for the Lakers' final regular season home game have skyrocketed. The cheapest seat is now going for $445 when they face the Jazz. 2 hours ago, the same tickets were $85. So a lot of people are assuming that the decision that he's going to announce tomorrow, while we thought maybe it's an endorsement deal, something goofy or silly, maybe he announces that this will be his final season and people want to be in attendance for his final regular season game, which actually makes a little bit of sense to me, because I don't know if he'd mess around with the decision after it caused him so much consternation since the first time. So maybe this is an actual decision that he's making. My lean is still it's going to be some goofy collab endorsement or something, but people seem to think that maybe it means he's going to be announcing his final season.
Maybe, Hawk, but last year, LeBron James, 40 years old, I believe now? 40 years old, right? 40?
Mm-hmm.
Let me double check that. LeBron James is 40 years old. He'll be 41 at the end of December. Last season, played 70 NBA games. He played 35 minutes a game. He scored 24.5 points per game, and he shot from three 38% and from the field 50% on 18 shots a game with 8 rebounds, 8 assists, and a steal. Those are superstar numbers, and he's doing that
That's
at 40
why.
Years old, Hawk.
That's why you'd call it quits. That's exactly why. He doesn't want to be Patrick Ewing sitting on the bench in a jersey that you don't recognize, the shell of a player. This, I really think that's the argument to be made as to why at age 40, you know, he wants the farewell tour, right? So he's got to make the decision to retire before a season starts because he wants that farewell tour. So don't you do it after you're coming off a really good season, knowing that you could do one more really good season.
Yes, but he can also play half those games or play that amount of games, half those minutes for a regular season at 41, 42, maybe 43, and still compete for a title with a limited role until the playoffs. And I think he knows that why wouldn't he continue playing until there's some sort of real drop-off, which I don't think there will be, and continue to chase titles? I don't get it. The only thing between him and Michael Jordan are the rings. He needs two more. He's a free agent at the end of this season. Go title chase. Go ring chase. Why not? He doesn't have to be LeBron.
I think it would be diminished.
He's doing it at 42 years old. Michael Jordan was sitting at a poker table every night at 42 years old because he couldn't shoot jumpers anymore. And LeBron James is putting up superstar caliber numbers in the West. Why would he step away? Why?
That is the time to step away so you don't become the guy who's remembered as the 43, 44-year-old that somehow is playing in Brooklyn because they're a competitive team.
He'll never be Paul Pierce. He'll never be like Hawk. He's LeBron James.
You know, you say that as if he's actually Superman, as if he can actually deny age, wear and tear, and the desire. I mean, he's got other things that he wants to do as you get older in life. I mean, like you say, he's 40, he's going to be 41. Like, as you get older, the things that you want to accomplish change.
Right, but the only thing he seems to want to accomplish is winning a championship, because if not, he would have stepped away 3 years ago, and his legacy is intact. And by the way, Hawk, you say that, Tom Brady won a Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and couldn't throw the ball more than 8 yards. I saw it with my own eyes. That guy was a shell of the Super Bowl winning quarterback we saw in New England that tortured us for 20 years. And nobody takes away the fact that he won a Super Bowl in New England, or I'm sorry, in Tampa. And nobody diminishes that Super Bowl because he wasn't Tom Brady. Nobody.
No. I'm not saying that you diminish it. I'm saying, though, if LeBron, because Tom Brady was already the greatest. He added a Super Bowl ring because he felt like it. He was already the greatest. If LeBron is specifically ring chasing,
but why
not? He ends up because that would tarnish his image.
But why? Okay, LeBron from 18 to 40 was the best player on every team he ever played for, and he won 4 rings. LeBron from 41 to 44 understood he can no longer be the best player on his team, but accepted that he could be an elite role player and went and helped teams in a limited role. That, to me, doesn't diminish LeBron's legacy. That, to me, adds to LeBron's legacy. It adds how he is able to view his career and say, I'm no longer a one, but I could be a 3 or a 4 and still win titles. I think it adds another layer to his legacy.
If you are the guy who is tasked with writing a children's book about his career, that's very nice. You write a nice opening paragraph there, but unfortunately, that's not the way.
I don't understand how you Jordan stands view the NBA through your Jordan prism of, hey, Jordan went 6-0 in NBA Finals. Nobody will ever come close to that. How about all the years Jordan didn't make the NBA Finals? Why isn't that a mark against his legacy? Why? So you'd rather only make the finals 6 times if it means you're going to win it 6 times rather than
sustain
success over 11, 12, 13 years.
Stats that he did have? I don't understand what you're saying.
I don't understand why it counts against LeBron for playing at 41 and having 11 finals NBA appearances.
No one's saying it counts against him. I'm saying if he were to retire, he wants to go out as still a premier caliber basketball player instead of a shell of himself the way Patrick Ewing was. That's all I'm
41
saying.
Years old, and he's literally still putting up insane numbers. He'll do it at 43.
You would walk away. You're really, like, again, you're talking about him as if he can defy age.
He's done it. He's 41. He's doing this.
But you're saying at 41, 42, 43, 44, it doesn't matter. And I'm telling you, There's going to be a precipitous drop-off at some point if he doesn't walk away. It happens to everyone.
According to you.
Happened to Peyton Manning.
We all thought it was going to happen to LeBron at 36. Then we all said, okay, at 38, there's no way. And then all of a sudden, he's winning a title with the,
right,
with the Los Angeles
Lakers.
But again,
you're suggesting that he can do it forever. He can't.
Okay. Who is then we all? Who is then we all?
You.
I didn't say anything about LeBron not being able to play. I just said he's not Jordan.
Why'd you change your hat?
Because I had to change to go to the airport, and my shirt didn't.
Where are you? We didn't even know where you are.
Jacksonville. Mm. And listen how dumb this is.
You're not staying for the game tonight?
No, stay for that game. I mean, like
you'd be
game.
With Fred Taylor. I mean, know, you'd be walking around there like royalty.
And that's even more talking. I did 17 radio shows in the airport this morning. I don't want to go to that game and walk around with Fred Taylor. Chan had a baseball game on Sunday, playing the championship Sunday afternoon. Fort Pierce is 2 hours from Jacksonville. I had to drive back home because the whole family came together. To fly to Jacksonville, I had to leave Fort Lauderdale, fly to Atlanta, to then fly to Jacksonville.
What?
Now,
what?
Now I can't leave Jacksonville till 8 o'clock tonight to fly back all the way to Miami to Uber back to Davie.
Oh, my God. Who's doing your planning?
Me.
I mean, that's...
yeah. Makes sense.
That explains like four, it.
Yeah, four giant mistakes in there.
I know. It's just... This whole... Because it was a spur-of-the-moment thing. We got a chance to sit down with Joe Buck, and then that's going to be the Troy Aikman in. So we sat down with Joe Buck. Joe Buck's hilarious. It's a great podcast. He's a funny dude. But it was like last second, so I'm already in Fort Pierce with the family with just one car, and they're like, "Hey, we got to be here Monday morning 9 a.m." And I'm like, "Damn!" So, yeah, I'm no travel agent. I'll tell you that.
Why didn't you just drive from Fort Pierce to Jacksonville?
Because then Asia would have to drive back from Jacksonville all the way. Cause kids had to go to school this morning,
right?
So Asia would have to. She had to drop me off in Jacksonville and drive 5 hours with the three
kids.
She's
a functioning human.
Chaz is a maniac.
That's true. You do have a youngster, yeah.
We have a baby. Train? You don't have the bright line?
What do I look like? A circus clown?
Well, first of all, bright line, I think.
I know.
I don't think it picks you up in Fort Pierce, though. I think you'd have to either go to Orlando or West Palm.
And does it go to Jacksonville? Bright line is nice, actually.
No, it ends at Orlando.
Yeah.
So. What?
What do you mean?
You brought up Brightline. Now you're confused.
What do you think? Brightline is just like a car? It just drives wherever it wants?
I've never taken the Brightline past West Palm, but I thought Brightline went all through the state of Florida. You're telling me they spent millions, probably billions of dollars on a train that takes you between Orlando and Miami? That's it? That's the only two places you can go? Miami, Orlando, West Palm?
They have stopped.
Miami,
one in Boca.
Aventura, Boca, West Palm, Orlando.
That's it?
What world do you live in?
You thought the Bright Line is like the New York subway?
Yeah, I think he thought it was like Amtrak
right.
or something.
Through the state of Florida. I thought the Bright Line went through the state of Florida. I thought you could take it to Jacksonville. I thought you could take it all the way up to Pensacola.
You think that it got around West Palm and just took a strong left and went over to Tampa?
Yeah,
I think he thinks it's like a car. I don't think he realizes there has to be tracks and stations.
Right, yeah. Now I don't understand how a train functions. Okay.
Well, it seems like you don't.
No, I understand how a train functions, Hawk. I just thought there were more stops than Miami to Orlando. I genuinely thought.
Because you don't understand how a train functions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think if you get on an airplane, you can just tell it, hey, can you drop me in Kendall?
There should be public transportation all throughout Kendall and every part of Miami-Dade and Broward and Palm Beach.
There is.
That's another conversation.
Well, there is public transportation all throughout South Florida.
Oh, there should be a train, some sort of train.
A train?
Yes.
All throughout South Florida? You should be able to take a like down side streets?
Like a subway. A better transportation system.
A subway? We can't even have basements. You want to have a subway?
Not the subway.
It would be a submarine. What? You want to take submarines?
You guys are absolute clowns now. There is nothing wrong with wanting better transportation, public transportation especially in Miami-Dade County.
I don't want better public transportation.
I'm not saying I want a subway. I realize the complications with that. We're underwater.
You literally just said like a subway.
Like the subway. Hawk.
You said a subway.
Some
like
sort of transportation.
We should have in South Florida a subway.
We have Metro Rail, which is like the subway, only goes up and down US 1. And then we have the Metro Mover, which only goes through Brickell and downtown.
Do you know what a subway is? No, I'm being honest. Do you know what a subway is?
Yeah, it's under. I'm not doing this with you. What are you doing now? What are you doing?
Because, just think about it. You guys.
This is a perfect example of you guys just being you guys for no reason. For no reason.
You want to leave Kendall and get to Coral Springs on a train?
Underground.
Not underground. Better public transportation system throughout the entire Tri-County area. Yes.
I got you.
And I'm campaigning on it.
I'm campaigning on it.
Solana 2028.
All right. You have my vote. Let's get headlines. By the way, here's a good stat. The Dolphins wide receiver.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
For Malik Washington is the first wide receiver since the turn of the century to have four or more catches and 0 yards in a game.
I had his yards over on some parlay I had.
I did too on three different parlays. Because
I was like
three different parlays.
Well, he got the catches. You thought that he'd get some of the targets. He got the targets. All the targets are behind the line of scrimmage.
All of Game Day Uncensored, I'm telling Tobin, this is the Malik Washington game. This is it. This is all the Malik Washington packages, jet sweeps, end arounds. They're gonna put him in motion, and I lost three parlays because of it.
Tua's numbers look great.
The ocean levels are rising, and South Florida already is underwater in certain parts. But you want to build now an entire train system underground? This is what you're running on? This is your campaign?
What about Darren Waller?
Submarine, Solana. Submarine.
What about Darren Waller catching five passes on five attempts, on five targets to him, 78 yards? He catches a touchdown. The Dolphins are up 17-0 and then was not targeted one more time the rest of the game. How does that happen?
It's the wildest thing. OG has been saying this for years. There's no plan B. If he does, if McDaniel puts together a good game plan, which obviously it was because you go up 17-0, then the team adjusts to it. Because after you catch 5 for 5 for 80 yards, we're not just letting your big ass run around the middle of the field anymore. Right.
They go, hey, Darren Waller's killing us. How do we stop this from happening?
Yes, we're going to run cover 4. We're going to bump him. We're going to have a safety sitting over top of him. Corner, you're by yourself. It's probably, honestly, if you want to go deeper, it's probably why I go back and watch the play that Jalen Waddle was wide the hell open because they were sitting on top. That safety was sitting on top of Waller or somebody else. We're not letting him get 80 yards in the second half. What are you going to do now, McDaniel? And then he runs bubble screens that get 0 yards 4 times in a row.
I had a parlay. Devon Achane, anytime touchdown. He gets it.
What a
and
play.
By the way, what a catch.
What a play.
What a catch that was. Devon Achane, anytime touchdown. Tua throwing more than 250 yards.
Oh, goddamn.
Got it. And the third leg, Darren Waller, 2 or more touchdowns. He gets the first one. So he gets the first one. Then Achane gets the anytime touchdown. Now I'm watching yards or whatever. Tua goes over 250. All you need is one more Darren Waller TD, which is ridiculous in and of itself, except for the fact that he's 3 of 3. They stop throwing him the ball. Yep. They just stop throwing him the ball. But I thought the end of the game, when Tua has a chance to come down and, in the last minute after they hold him 3 and out after the punt, Two was going right to Darren Waller. I'm going to cash $1,000 parlay. Anywho, I did cash the Tua rushing over though.
To that point too, we've talked about this, like with Waller, because I just said they're not going to let him beat you, but they said they're not going to let Jamar Chase beat him yesterday. Jamar Chase went crazy, even in the loss. He had 2 touchdowns because they targeted him 14 times. You saw Stephon Diggs last night, 10 catches, 146 yards. They knew Stephon was getting the ball. They could not stop Josh McDaniel from scheming up a way to get him the ball. They were going to get Stephon Diggs the ball facing his old team. Why can't we do that with our weapons? Why can't we get somebody 14 targets so they can catch 10 balls for 150?
Well, Malik Washington had 4 catches. He had a bunch of targets. Just throwing him the ball. He's in the subway.
It's getting the submarine, Solana.
By the way, Nene, our friend Nene, keeps putting up on the chat that we got to teach these guys how to put the comments up on the screen. We've done that before, Nene. I just haven't found anything that's worthy of me breaking into programming to put your comments up there. But we know how to do it.
I don't.
I know you don't.
The Dolphins carried the ball 14 times, finished with 21 total rushing yards. 21 total rushing yards, gentlemen. Jalen Wright was a scratch
inactive
in the game yesterday.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah.
Now I'm just mad. You draft him in the 3rd round to then come back the next year and draft another guy in the 6th round with Ollie Gordon to now bench the guy you drafted in the 3rd round the year before to put the new draft pick in. A lot of this stuff is starting to seem silly.
I sent you guys Barry Jackson's breakdown of a lot of the draft pick shortcomings over the past couple of years, specifically when Chris Greer trades up for players. And there's a lot to go through, but of the guys we've talked about, Kenneth Grant, it's not good. His numbers basically ranked last for eligible defensive tackles in every single statistic. And Jonah Savainaya, who the Dolphins have been starting, he permitted 2 sacks on Sunday, Barry Jackson points out, has not only been the worst rookie guard in football, but the worst guard, period. According to PFF, he has permitted more QB pressures than any guard in the league. And Barry Jackson points out, entering Sunday, Pro Football Focus gave only three guards a grade below 40. Rookie, undrafted for New Orleans, Simpkins, 36.7. The Dolphins' Keon Smith, 35.2. And Savai Naya, who's 28.5. PFF rating would be among the worst of the modern era.
Well, the good news is he's going to get better from year one to year two. Because it would be impossible to be worse.
Oh, glasses half full, Hawk. I like
it. Yeah. I think I'm going to bet Jacksonville tonight.
I was thinking about that, too. Their defense is pretty good. Like, if this
just
would be...
feels like, yeah.
This would be the time when, you know, Trevor Lawrence, and then this would be a big win for old Duval.
Duval. And Taylor Swift has the new album out. Like, it would, you know, like, everything just, you know, everything goes wrong.
Yes.
You hear the song about Kelsey's penis?
Have I happened again?
I have not.
Your weather...
talking about who?
Sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Rude AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. It's 90 degrees. What's your weather?
Patrick Jones II.
That's the song about his penis?
That's the guy that put his penis on Savai Naya for 4 quarters. Goodness gracious. He just, bro, that, on his sack, he just smacked the dude out the way and he fell down.
It was embarrassing, man. It was so embarrassing.
Just Google Travis.
Imagine giving up that big a lead.
That's just,
oh, I hate the Dolphins, man.
If I tell you that they gave up a 17-point lead, they must have thrown for 280
to Carolina,
trying to fight back.
To Carolina.
No. No, they just lined up in a single back formation and ran the ball straight downhill for 30, 40-yard pops, 9 yards a carry. Dowdle, 9 yards per carry, 9 yards per reception. Every time the ball touched his hands, he almost got a first down. Every single time.
Let me give away these comedy tickets. What caller number do you want to take here? You want to take caller number 6 for LeBron, the second best player in NBA history?
Yeah.
Or would you like to take caller number 23 for the first best player in NBA history, Michael Jordan?
Let's do 6 because Jimmy just sound, his voice is gone. This guy was drinking. My guess is ripping heaters up in Tallahassee.
Yeah, Jimmy, you were up in Tallahassee. You were smoking cigs, and I mean, you got into the whole Tallahassee life, right? Smoking cigs, drinking screwdrivers.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that guy. Yeah, he sounds throaty, man. Yeah. Look at you.
Jimmy, will you?
Or do you want to take caller? You want to take caller number 4 for the number of Brightline stops?
You would agree. That's just poor infrastructure. I mean, what are we doing here? We built this multi-billion-dollar mechanism to what? Go 250 miles? I mean, it's just stupid.
I don't disagree with you.
Unless the Brightline is a sponsor, by the way.
Well, they are. They are. But we need much better public transportation. Brightline is actually fixing that because it's high speed. But your problem, complaining about infrastructure, is to solve it by building underground.
I didn't say underground.
Well, you called it a subway.
No, I just said like the subway, you made it underground. I didn't call it underground. You made it underground.
You said, let's build a subway.
Yeah, let's build a subway. Something like the subway.
Let's build a space shuttle to get from Davie to Jupiter.
Now we're talking.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Ain't no way Solana got a degree.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Oh, that's Taylor Swift, I think. Got a new, what do they call it, like a CD? She got a new CD out.
Yeah, she got a new album out. A new album came out over the weekend.
Actually, speaking of albums, like vinyl, she sold over 1 million vinyl albums because people want the physical product instead of just a digital download. It was like the highest selling album in, I can't remember
how
many years.
Yeah, vinyl's back. I've got a bunch of vinyls. I got a record player. Millennials love that stuff, man.
But do you listen to it at all?
Never. For what? It's not be silly. Could play everything on my phone, but I've got vinyls. I spend money on vinyls.
Is it for like a look in the bookshelf?
It's the same idea of me holding a composition book in high school, telling everybody it's a rhyme book. I just walk around with vinyls. I hoard vinyls at home, so it looks cool. It's good decor.
That's my vinyl. I've got my Uncut Gems album.
Who bought you vinyl? That? Who bought you that?
I think you bought this, right?
I got that for you. Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
And the point is, it's like art.
Yeah, it's like having a book.
A memento.
Sure.
I don't like to pile up stuff in my house.
What are you talking about? You had 4,000 DVDs. I think you still have because you don't want to get rid of them, but nobody wants them.
They're going to come back around. You see Ed Hardy's making a comeback?
Never. You have the DVDs in the same drawer that you do your Ed Hardy shirts.
They're in the garage. They're in Tupperware.
Ed Hardy will never make a comeback, Crowder. I am 1,000,000% sure.
Is that the tattoo Tyler Hero got on his chest? Is that an Ed Hardy?
No work, no check. That's dumb.
But the artwork is strange, isn't it? Doesn't it kind of look like an Ed Hardy shirt?
Yeah.
What are people saying about that tattoo, Solana?
Nothing that can be shared over the air.
Yeah, he's getting a little different.
Yeah. Mm. I just think it needs to be filled in. I don't think it's been filled in yet. He's got a couple more sessions left to go.
Oh, that okay. So it's a work in progress.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think he's got at least a couple more sessions left to fill it in.
When's the last time you got a tattoo, Crowder?
Ooh, college. No, I'm lying. I got my forearms done in 08. Yeah.
Pete Davidson is taking off all his tattoos?
Really?
Why?
Yeah. He just doesn't like them. He thinks it was a youthful mistake, and he just doesn't want all that ink all over him. Because they, you know, half of them were like drunken or drugged up tats or whatever. So he's spending a ton of time and money removing every single tattoo.
I know the price. So like $1,000 tattoo is like $3,000 or $4,000 to get removed. Yeah. But they said the pain of removing them is 10 times worse than getting them on.
Really?
Yeah, I'm gonna be the old 70-year-old grandpa with an armful of tattoos. They staying.
I respect that. Like, if you make a decision in your life, stick to it.
Well, there's no fear tattoo. I might get covered at least. That's just dumb.
Why don't you cross off no and just have written like over it some?
Extreme fear.
I'm going to get a tattoo, whatever you have that. I'm going to do the same one and just say, always scared.
I swear I remember the exact night who I was with that we randomly walked past the tattoo place, and I was like, let's get a tattoo. Same way, been drinking. What are you going to get? No, in Gainesville. I remember what the guy looked like that did. I don't remember what my whole back is done. I don't remember what that guy looks like. I remember the guy's face that put the no fear around my arm because it's just so dumb. I woke up the next morning and called T and was like, T, why you let me do that dumb stuff last night? Man, you said you wanted to get that tattoo.
But did your friends all get no fear tattoos?
No, they just let the big dummy go in there, and then we went to the club.
That's a great chat by Mr. 799 there. Solana wants a Brightline tattoo. Why don't you do the Brightline track? That would be funny, Solana. Do it all the way up your arm.
Well, I have just double checked, and they are a sponsor. I'm a big fan of Brightline. I'm considering getting
Brightline happens to be a great service. It does. I know you're surprised that it doesn't take a left turn on Military Trail when you want to go somewhere. I'm not certain you know how train tracks work,
right?
But Brightline happens to be a great service, and you, if you want to get a reserve seat, you want to get the premium seating that comes with drinks, like, and it's the stations are real nice. Like, Brightline happens to be great. No, and they are trying to extend it, by the way. They're in talks right now to extend it to Tampa.
Yeah,
so you could take it from up to Orlando, and then you hang a left and you go to Tampa.
Right. I know
Solana just wants to do that without the track or the station being built, but it takes there's a process. But Brightline happens to be great.
No, it's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. Has Wi-Fi. They're really focused on speed, efficiency, sustainability. I didn't know that about them.
Right.
I'm really, really interested in this this Brightline. Really interested.
You sit at your seat. You hit a QR code on your phone. You order whatever you want. They bring it right to the seat.
Crazy.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Love that.
My son, the little baby Chaz can just run around the train, go crazy, jump on chairs. I loved it.
But imagine how much slower it would be if they follow Solana's advice and build it underground. And it just has to try to fight its way through a marsh.
Well, sometimes you have to ask the very important question, why not? And I'm willing to ask those questions.
You're like Elon Musk. You're like a dumb Elon Musk.
It's just
put that on my bio. I'm a dumb Elon Musk.
All right. Let me 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. Let me share with you guys some info about Tucker Duke's Lunchbox, because we all went there and got the Hockman Burger in September, and the Hockman Burger is now off the menu. It's October. They're on to something new. But I want to thank everyone. Tucker Dukes wants to thank everyone who bought a Hockman Burger during the month of September. And thanks to all of you, Tucker Dukes has a check for a little over $300 for Twan Russell's Russell Education Foundation.
Wow.
And in addition to that, because people were allowed to make additional donations after the meal. Remember, after you pay the meal, there was a little thing. Do you want to make an additional donation to the Russell Education Foundation? over $100 was donated that way. So almost $500 raised last month via Hochman Burgers at Tucker Duke's for Twan Russell's charity. So that's great work by everyone. Awesome. And we appreciate Twan for coming out, getting a Hochman Burger with us. Aronde came out, Appel, Jimmy, Crowder, everybody but Solana came up, got a Hochman Burger. And but Solana, in fairness, was waiting at the Brightline station, and he thought that there was a stop at Tucker Duke's. He wanted Brightline to take him directly to Tucker Duke's, and it's not near a train track, but he doesn't understand how the trains or Brightline works. But in fairness, Solana did buy a Subway ticket the day we were all meeting for Tucker Duke's, and it didn't work out for him. But no, thank you to everyone who came out and bought a Hochman Burger in September. Hopefully you're following Tucker Duke's on social media, because you're going to be floored by their food, some of their creations. October, the burger of the month is the Terrifier Art the Clown Burger. It's a nightmare burger for Halloween. It's stacked between a black bun. It's a half-pound juicy patty, melted pepper jack cheese, spicy jalapeno ketchup, and then an extra syringe of the ketchup dipped right into the bun. And some crispy potato sticks to add the perfect crunch. It is bloody good. And it's available only at Tucker Duke's Lunchbox during the month of October. Tucker Duke's, they're in Deerfield Beach. It's worth a visit. If you're looking for a killer burger joint, this is it. Real Southern style comfort food using fresh local ingredients. Their signature Tucker Duke burger is a half pound beast with onion rings, lettuce, tomato, the secret Tucker sauce, and it's all stacked on a toasted onion roll. These guys have racked up multiple South Florida burger battle wins over the years. It is easy to see why. Visit TuckerDukesBurgers.com or follow Tucker Duke's on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. It's Tucker Duke's Lunchbox, 1101 South Powerline Road in Deerfield Beach, on the southwest corner of Powerline and 10th. And again, you can check out the website, TuckerDukesBurgers.com.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
I spend $250,000 a year on gluten.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.